no money for the good and bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. And all walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chains of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear and wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is October the 31st, 2010. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. Now let us go to the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. And we are dealing with Jesus as justice and Christ as the anointing to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families, with, as our African Egyptian ancestors said, Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. We are yet dealing with the seven spirits, the seven stars, and the seven candlesticks, and all of the imagery allegorism that goes with the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven candlesticks. And let me read Revelation chapter 1 verse 20 and set this up again. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. And so Jesus is using the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, as symbolism and symbolic of the angels of the seven churches. This is a letter being written to seven churches in what is called Asia or Mesopotamia. But the word angels has to do with messenger, and also has to do with a leader or pastor of a church. So the seven stars are the pastors of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks are the actual seven churches and the members of those churches. So what we are dealing with is divine light, stars, candlesticks, and then Jesus as the S-O-N of God, symbolized by the S-U-N of God. We're dealing with divine light, divine life on earth, the kingdom of God in heaven, divine life on earth. Now, our brother Ashra Kwesi, in his DVD, Christianity, the Stolen Religion of Africa, revealed the truth concerning what Jesus is teaching. He revealed that the seven stars are in reality the seven pole stars. And Jesus, as the S-O-N of God, symbolized by the S-U-N of God, the sun goes through the seven pole stars. And so the seven pole stars, the seven candlesticks, all of this has to do with the seven pole stars. And in this video, Ashra quasi shows a mural drawn and created by our African ancestors in Ethiopia, showing Jesus with the seven candlestick candelera. And the imagery is Jesus, the S-O-N, symbolized by the S-U-N, moving through the seven pole stars. And as we look further into the meaning, we talked about the zodiac. We talked about the progression of 12 months, but we also talked about the progression of 26,000 years, the reverse progressive zodiac, the counterclockwise zodiac. Talked about that last session. And I'm reminded while it's on my mind, 26,000, if you divide the 26,000 by the 7, that gives you the number that the sun takes to move from one pole star to the next. Okay? But that 26,000 year period of time, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught that there was a group of scientists, African black scientists, that wrote the history of the human family for 26,000 years in advance. And what we have in Bible and Quran are portions of that history. And I can't remember whether he said it was 12 scientists plus one or 23 scientists plus one. Talk to someone in the Nation of Islam and they'll let you know, and I'll give a correction on that at a later time. But a group of black scientists under the direction of the Most High, writing out our history for 26,000 years. And the Bible, Quran, and other religious texts are portions of that prophetic history. So this 26,000 year period of time that the counterclockwise zodiac, the sun moving through the seven pole stars. And so we want to go deeper into the meaning, the symbolic, allegorical meaning of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, realizing that the universe is the first Bible. The universe is the first Quran. The universe is the first religious and holy text. The universe is the first collection of scientific knowledge. And so, the African scientists taught this knowledge and taught of the universal moral scientific law and code of ethics that we call in Egypt Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. So now we have the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven pole stars, the seven candlesticks, and Jesus as the S-U-N of God, because he's always referring to himself as the light of the world. But as we learn further, as we go further into this knowledge, we are to learn the lesson of worship of the hidden and unseen cause and power that is in control of the universe. I have in my mind a title, The Majesty of the Hidden and Unseen Father and the Hidden and Unseen Mother. How majestic it is to understand the power of that hidden and unseen Father, known in Egypt as Amen, and that hidden and unseen Mother, known in Egypt as Amenet. Because we're talking about birth, rebirth, and resurrection. And the Almighty Father, Amen, and the Almighty Mother, Amenet, have come together to beget, conceive, and give birth to the whole of the universe based on the philosophy of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. We talked earlier about the science of this, the hidden and unseen father and mother wrapped in triple darkness. This is science, and that in this triple darkness is the power behind the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets, controlling the clockwise zodiac of 12 months, but also controlling the reverse and counterclockwise zodiac of 26,000 years. The seven spirits, the Holy Spirit, our mother, the Holy Spirit. Seven is the number of completion. The Holy Spirit is complete. Our mother, the Holy Spirit, Amenet Illa, is complete in her wisdom, revealing that wisdom to us. That's what the seven spirits, having to do with the seven spirits, and going over this again, 26,000 years. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us of the scientists, the book of prophecy, 26,000 years of time in human history. Amenet, the Holy Spirit, gives us complete guidance. She, our mother, the Holy Spirit, having complete wisdom with the complete knowledge of the Father, amen, guiding us no matter what is going on in our lives, in whatever period of history we find ourselves in, giving us that complete guidance, giving us answers to our problems. We don't just sit around and philosophize and throw questions with no answers. We ask questions so that we can get answers to our problems. All this wickedness going on in the world, warfare and bloodshed, the destruction of souls, the destruction of minds. We have the power with the Holy Spirit, our mother, Amenet, and with the Father, Amen, to come together with the mind of God, the mind of Christ, to overthrow the wicked power of the ruling class and ruling families, the Illuminati Masonic Order. They don't have no more power than that which we have given them. 26,000 years. African science. Look here. This is African science. We want to deal with some numerology for a minute. There, the Africans taught that there is knowledge in numbers. So, the number 2. If you say 2 plus 6 equals 8, 26,000 years, 2 plus 6 equals 8. In African science and numerology, 8 is the number of new beginning. New beginning. The creation took 6 days. On the 7th day, the Most High rested. So on the 8th day begins the actions of mankind. But the actions of mankind, as representing a new beginning, must be based on the original beginning, which is based on Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Everything I'm saying was taught by our African ancestors. And I'm just so blessed that people like Brother Ashra Kwesi and others have, and Yosef Ben Yakinen, have gone into Africa and revealed the truth of our African ancestors. Truth, justice, and righteousness. Freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. The seven pole stars, seven candlesticks. Jesus as the S-U-N of God in the midst. We're dealing with light and greater light and lesser light, right? The sun is the greater light. The moon and the stars are the lesser light. All of this has symbolic meaning. We're going to take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Have you ever had something that you knew you had to say? Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to the Mind of God program emanating from www.thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is October the 31st, 2010. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. Jesus, coming like the S-U-N of God, in the midst of the seven pole stars, the seven candlesticks, causing us to understand light. There are greater lights and lesser lights. Jesus is coming as the greater light, the S-U-N of God. He's the S-O-N, but he's coming like the S-U-N of God. And black people in the West, kidnapped from Africa, you are the messianic people. You are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. You are the light of the world. As the Messiah is the light of the world, you, the messianic people, are that same light. That's why you catch all the hell. That's why the police shoot you down in the streets. That's why the system is so against you. That's why J. Edgar Hoover said he must stop the rise of a black Messiah, because he knew, as a 33rd degree Mason, that you black people of the Americas, the Caribbean, are that messianic people given the task of being the greater light, to teach this truth to the human family and raise up the spirit of Christ within the human family to overthrow this wicked system, and as it is prophesied will be done in the book of Revelation. Jesus, justice, Christ, the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class, he, as the Son, as the S-O-N and the S-U-N, is powered by Amen, the hidden and unseen Father, and Amenet, the hidden and unseen Mother. Remember that science we talked about. We see the Son visibly, but that which is empowering the Sun, the Moon, the stars, the planets, that scientific understanding that the power resides in that part of the universe that is wrapped in triple darkness. The African Egyptian ancestors called that hidden and unseen power Father and Mother, Amen, the Father, Amenet, the Mother, and the replicas of the Amen and the Amenet were absolutely black. Black God, black goddess. Black is the key carbon for life. Black is the key atom for life. Everything comes from darkness into the light. So there's a scripture about the light shining in the darkness in Corinthians, I believe it is. That is scientific, that it is that triple darkness. The power resides in the triple darkness, given you the Sun, the Moon, the stars, the planets, the zodiac 12 months, the counterclockwise zodiac 26,000 years. We must worship the cause of all of this. And the cause of all of this is Amen, the hidden and unseen Father, Amenet, the hidden and unseen Mother. You know her as the Holy Spirit. The word Yahweh means Father and Mother, the self-existent one, the self-container of life. You can't have life without Father and Mother. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh in terms that lets you know that he understood, as an African scientist, that it is Father and Mother. Because he said, I didn't beget the people, nor have I conceived the people, O Yahweh. So he understood it was Father and Mother. So this hidden and unseen Father and Mother, Amen and Amenet, are the power behind the greater light, the S-U-N. And the hidden and unseen Father and Mother, Amen and Amenet, are the power behind the S-O-N, Jesus the Messiah. And so the stars, the seven pole stars, the moon, those are the lesser lights. And you and I, now maybe getting ahead of myself, But you and I and the prophets are the lesser lights being empowered by the greater light. Jesus is the greater light. You and I are the lesser lights. And collectively, we have power given to us by the greater light, Jesus the Messiah, who is empowered by the hidden and unseen Father and Mother. So, continuing with this symbology, it's so wonderful. This allegorism, hope I'm saying that right, symbolism using the universe, using the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets. So Jesus is symbolized by the sun, S-U-N. The pastures and the messengers are symbolized by the pole stars. Jesus is justice. Yahshua is justice, deliverance, liberty. Christ is the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Mayat, Jesus is teaching us Mayat, and Jesus represents Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. So now, as, I may be getting ahead of myself, so as the sun is the greater light, but at nighttime the sun, S-U-N, is absent. And you have to depend on the moon and the stars for light. And so, Jesus, being the S-O-N, the greater spiritual light, is not with us in the flesh. But our prophets and teachers and pastors are with us in absence of Jesus, the S-O-N, symbolized by the S-U-N, the greater light. So our pastors, our leaders, our messengers, our prophets are the lesser lights. And so what is the job of our pastors, our leaders, our prophets, our messengers? Their job is to give us the message of justice, the message of the anointed crusher with Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. The pole stars represent guidance in the absence of the S-U-N. The stars in general represent guidance in the absence of the S-U-N. The seven pole stars representing true north. You have seven true norths within the time span of 26,000 years that reverse counterclockwise zodiac. And so the pastors and the messengers in the absence of the S-O-N are supposed to be that light that guides us to freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth. As the seven pole stars represent true north, so that you may have true understanding of direction, the pastors, the prophets, the messengers, our leaders are supposed to represent true north. Whenever you, I may be getting ahead of myself, but it's okay. Whenever you weeble and wobble, you straighten yourself up and find true north again. And so the pastors, the messengers, the leaders, the prophets represent that true north as stars. They represent light, guiding light, in the absence of the S-O-N, the Messiah, the revolutionary Yahshua Messiah. But we don't teach this like normal is normally taught. Jesus is justice. Messiah, Christ, is the anointed crusher of the Illuminati, Masonic order, the Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, all of those 1% that control over 90% of the wealth of the earth and create warfare and bloodshed to thieve land, wealth, and resources The pastors and messengers and prophets and leaders must guide us into freedom, justice, and equality so that we may usher in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, overthrowing the power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Now, the candlesticks are the church. The candlesticks are the church, and the church and every member of the church, and I would say mosque or synagogue, all of us are supposed to represent that same light, that same guidance, mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. And we're going to go ahead and cut off here. I give thanks and praises to the Most High for your time and for you listening. And this is Jah Love and Jah Bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Thank you.